For those who never heard of this, welcome to my terminus. Dynamism, rhyme, prism, dinosaur,
peace, blessings. Welcome to another episode of Sparta's Beats. And as we go, we shall grow. With the beautiful Lala Delia's Vibrate Higher Daily book. Again, if you haven't already, pick this book up. I'm telling you, it will be a transformative addition to your life and a blessing, nothing less. Underdig. And today's episode, we're going to talk about guarding your attention, which means not allowing the minuscule, regular, day-by-day flow of the mill, scrolling on your social media to control the way you navigate throughout your existence and throughout your day. So, guarding your attention, being mindful of what you watch, what you listen to, who you pay attention to, who you speak to, all of those things matter in guarding your vibrational pull and positive outlook on life. You ever been around certain people or certain individuals, and all of a sudden your mood changes, become down, you become, you don't know why, you have no idea, but then you notice, you look around, be like, yo, I don't vibe with this person, I don't mess with this, or the situation, the environments that you're around. You ever been in a place where you just wasn't feeling the energy, and you just needed to remove yourself, and then come to find out something jump off later on in that time frame, where you was at, and that feeling, that initial guiding light, you know, guiding you, telling you, yo, get out of here, let's bounce, that's that vibration pulling you toward the blessings, toward the best outcomes, towards where you are supposed to be. So it starts with paying attention of where you are, who you're around, what you watch, what you listen to. And it's all about guarding your attention, not allowing everything that just comes on your timeline, you digest. You understand? That's how you get sick. You know what I'm saying? Eating any and everything at any and every given time. Of course, your body ain't going to be able to digest all of that. It's going to reject it and have to get rid of most of that. You understand? And that's why you got to neutralize your intake of the negative and increase your intake of the positive. You underdig? So, with so many things competing for our attention, as Lala Delia speaks on, in every waking hour, taking time for myself has become a non-negotiable part of my spiritual practice. This keeps me more rooted and anchored throughout the various experiences of the day. And if I, for whatever reason, find myself feeling off balance or disconnected from myself, returning to the practice of slowing down and taking time out to vibrate higher puts me in tune and in balance again. As you make your way through each day, keep in mind that it's not just food that is feeding you, but all energetic things around you. It's all affecting your state of being. Be aware of what you're vibrationally allergic or sensitive to. I like that. Just like with seasonal or food allergies, you'll know. Your body may respond physically with an illness, a rash, a cold, a headache, stomach ache, or otherwise with a blockage in some area of your life, an off mood, mental fog, a sudden drop in energy levels like I just spoke on, or vibration. On the opposite end of the spectrum, stay aware and take note as to what is having a positive impact and effect on your spirit, mind, body, and soul. Pay attention to all of the signs coming from both ends of the spectrum. This is living and moving in vibrational awareness. So, just to wrap it up, like I said, pay close attention. I know it may seem little minuscule. Oh, you scrolling high, kikiing, laughing at somebody's downfall, or it makes you feel better looking at fights, looking at somebody getting roughed up, looking at somebody robbing or doing something negative. It may feed you for that 1 second, but in the long run, that is destroying your body and vibrational awareness to the positive things, to the beautiful things in the world that we need to bring more light to. You over there? So guard your attention. Don't just listen to anything. Don't just talk to anybody. You over there? And on that note, stop being long-winded. I'm out. Stay blessed. Stay union. And always, deuce.